Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something a little different. I want you to just look at your desk right now.
Or picture it if you're driving.
Yeah, picture your workspace. What's on it? A laptop, maybe a second monitor, a coffee mug, and probably a tangle of charging cables.
It's usually the cables that get people.
Always the cables. But here's the thing. It's 2026. For, I don't know, the last 10 years, when we talk productivity, we were really just talking about software.
Oh, absolutely. It was all apps.
It was always, which to-do list has the best widgets? Or, is Notion better than Obsidian? You know, how can I color code my calendar to squeeze in 5 more minutes?
We kind of reached peak software a few years back. There are only so many ways you can organize a list, right?
Exactly. And that brings us to the stack of research we've got today. We're pulling from this massive and honestly beautiful report from the architecture team at Taken Plus.
The New World of Productivity in 2026 report.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And they drop a pretty heavy thesis right on page one. They say the whole era of time management is basically dead.
It's a bold claim. They argue we're moving into the era of energy management.
And the main driver isn't an app. It's the physical hardware sitting on your desk.
They have this golden list. 5 specific gadgets, they say, are blurring the line between a tool and, well, almost a biological extension of yourself.
And this isn't about just, you know, faster processors. It's about hardware that actually monitors your biology to keep you in that flow state.
That's the crucial difference. Old school productivity was about squeezing more work out of the same hour. This new approach is about keeping you fresh.
Preventing burnout before your brain even knows it's tired.
Exactly.
So let's dive into the first item on this list, because this one, it genuinely freaked me out a little bit when I first read about it. It's called the Focus Palm AI.
Yes, the evolution of the little tomato timer.
Right. We all know the Pomodoro technique. Work for 25 minutes, break for 5. I've tried it a million times.
Sure.
And usually I just ignore the ding because I'm in the middle of something, or I stare at the wall for 25 minutes waiting for it. It just feels so rigid.
Yeah, that's the exact problem the report points out. A traditional timer is blind. It doesn't care if it's 10 a.m. on a Tuesday or 4 p.m. on a Friday.
It doesn't know if you slept badly or if you're, you know, on the verge of a breakthrough.
It just counts down.
So enter the Focus Palm. It's this little desktop device. Costs about $149. But instead of a clock, it has a high-res infrared camera and vibration sensors. And it's watching you.
It sounds a little Orwellian, doesn't it?
A little. Sounds like a privacy nightmare. It's tracking my eye movements.
It is. It's tracking your pupil dilation, your blink rate, and even micro tremors in your hands when they're on the desk. But, and this is a really big...
Cool.
It's not sending that footage to the cloud. It has an on-device neural engine. It does all the processing locally.
Okay. So it's not spying on me for advertisers. Still. Yeah. Why my hand tremors? That feels a bit much.
It's looking for what they call neural fatigue. When your central nervous system gets overloaded, your fine motor control starts to degrade just a tiny bit.
And you wouldn't even notice it yourself?
Probably not. But the sensors do. It combines that with your blink rate to estimate your cognitive load.
So it's like a fuel gauge for my brain.
That's a perfect analogy. Think of it like a spotter at the gym. They're watching your form, right? If your form breaks down, they step in.
Okay.
The Focus Palm does the same thing. If it sees that you're fried, even if you're only 15 minutes in, it lights up with this gentle orange light.
The report mentions that color, optimized amber or something.
Right. It's like a biological stop sign. It's telling you to take a break because your body needs one, not because some arbitrary clock ran out. It's trying to sync up with your ultradian rhythms.
Those 90-minute energy cycles.
Exactly.
But here's the feature that I think would actually sell me on this. Because my biggest problem with timers is when I am in the zone.
And the alarm goes off?
Yes. It scares me half to death. And poof, the idea, the whole train of thought is just gone.
Well, this has flow state protection.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. If the AI sees your pupils are dilated and you're in a rhythm, all signs of deep focus.
That doesn't ring.
It quietly extends the timer. It lets you ride that wave of concentration until you naturally start to slow down.
That's the real difference, isn't it? It's managing energy, not time. It knows better than to break a winning streak.
And the lab tests in the report say it's 94% accurate at detecting fatigue after it learns your personal patterns over a couple of weeks. It basically predicts when you're going to crash.
Which means you don't end the workday feeling like a complete zombie. Okay, so we have a brain monitor. Let's move to the desk itself. The report calls this next part the command center.
But we're really just talking about a mouse pad.
Well, calling the Nexus Workspace X7 a mouse pad is kind of like calling a smartphone a pocket calculator.
It technically fits, but it misses the entire point.
True. It's $89. And it's made of this sustainable microfiber leather with ceramic nanoparticles.
Which feels amazing, by the way. Super low friction, very premium feel.
But the connectivity is what got me. We all live this dongle life, right? My laptop has two ports, and I have six things to plug in. This pad is designed to kill that cable jungle.
It's a hub that's disguised as a Surface. You get a 15W wireless charger built right in for your phone or your earbuds.
Qi 2.0 and MagSafe compatible.
Yep. But the top edge is just a solid bar of ports. HDMI 2.1 for a 4K monitor, USB 4.0, and SD card reader.
So you sit down, you plug in one single cable to your laptop, and the entire desk just comes alive.
Exactly. But the feature that really ties back to this whole flow theme, it isn't the ports, it's the lighting.
The environmental notifications. Now, usually when I hear RGB lighting, I think of, you know, flashing rainbows for gamers. This seems different.
Oh, much more subtle. It uses the edge of the pad to give you information through your peripheral vision. Think about a fighter pilot's cockpit. They have warning lights so they don't have to look down at their instruments.
So if I'm rendering a huge video file, instead of constantly checking the progress bar,
the edge of your desk just glows a soft, pulsing blue. And when it turns solid green, you know the render's done. You never had to break focus from writing your script or answering an email.
That's actually huge. It reduces that constant tab-switching anxiety.
It's what they call ambient awareness. Information without the distraction.
Speaking of distraction, nothing breaks my focus faster than the sound of a jet engine taking off next to my head.
Which brings us perfectly to gadget number three, the Titan Cool Pro laptop stand.
Right. This is for the power users, video editors, 3D artists, gamers. If you've pushed a modern laptop hard, you know heat is the number one enemy.
My laptop gets so hot I could literally fry an egg on it. And then thermal throttles, everything slows down. It's infuriating.
And most stands just, you know, lift the computer up for better airflow. The Titan Cool uses something called Peltier cooling.
Pause there. What is Peltier cooling? Is that just a fancy word for a fan?
No, it's completely different. It's a thermoelectric effect. Imagine a little plate where you run electricity through it, and one side gets really hot and the other side gets ice cold.
Okay.
The Titan Cool presses that ice-cold side directly against the bottom of your laptop.
So it's like an ice pack for your computer that never melts?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's actively sucking heat out of the metal chassis. The report says it can drop the internal temperature by 15 degrees Celsius. Is that massive?
That's the difference between your computer sounding like a vacuum cleaner and running dead silent.
But there's another feature tucked away in the specs that I think you liked even more than the cooling.
I did. The Ethernet port.
A network port? On a laptop stand.
Think about it. Laptops in 2026 are razor thin. Nobody includes an Ethernet jack anymore. It's all Wi-Fi.
Right.
But if you're streaming in 4K, or you're in a competitive game, or moving huge files, Wi-Fi has jitter.
It's unstable.
And nothing kills flow like a loading spinner.
Precisely. This stand has a built-in 2.5 gigabit Ethernet port.
Yep.
Plug your internet into the stand, you set your laptop down, and boom, you've got a hardwired server-grade stable connection.
So it's grounding you, literally. Cool logic, stable internet.
And it even has smart audio sensors. It listens to the room. If you start talking like we are now, it knows you might be recording something, so it instantly kills the fans to be silent. Yep. That is smart. Okay, so we've got this hyper-connected, AI-monitored, super-cooled setup. We're dialed in. But the next gadget on the list feels like it's from another planet. It's a rejection of all of that.
The Paperflow 2026 e-Pablet. It's $199.
And for that $200, you get almost nothing. No apps, no web browser, no social media. It's just black and white.
It's a very deliberate step backward.
So why is it on a golden list of 2026 tech? Why am I paying more to do less?
Because you're not paying for the features. You're paying for the absence of features. You're paying for the friction.
The friction.
If you're on an iPad or a laptop, the temptation to just quickly check the news or Twitter is always one click away. It takes real willpower to stay focused.
The Paperflow just removes the option entirely.
You literally cannot get distracted on it. It forces you into deep, single-task work.
Yeah.
It uses this high-refresh e-ink, so it feels like writing on real paper. No glare, no eye strain.
It does have handwriting-to-text conversion, and it syncs to the cloud, but only later.
Right. While you're using it, you're on an island. It's just you and your thoughts.
I have to admit, the idea of a battery that lasts for 3 weeks is very appealing. I can't remember the last time I didn't have to charge something every single night.
It's the tool for the big picture architectural phase of a project, when you just need to think, without the constant dopamine hits from notifications messing with your brain chemistry.
So it's a detox device.
Sure.
But eventually you do have to type. You have to get the words into the machine. And that leads us to the last item, the Ergomod Suite keyboard.
The most expensive piece of kit on the lift at $249.
The split keyboard, right? Yeah. The left and right halves are separate. I've seen those before. They're meant to be better for your posture.
Ergonomics is the starting point, yeah. But the real wow factor here is the modularity.
Explain what that means.
You know how a professional camera has lenses you can swap out depending on what you're shooting?
Sure.
This keyboard has modules you can magnetically snap onto the side. You can add a trackpad or a number pad or, and this is the really cool one, a jog dial.
Like a physical wheel you can turn.
Exactly. The report highlights a video editor using this. Mm. Instead of endlessly clicking and dragging a mouse to move through a video timeline.
Which is so tedious.
They use their left hand to just spin the dial. They can scrub through footage frame by frame or just fly through it.
That sounds incredibly satisfying.
It is. It brings a sense of physicality back to digital work. And the report claimed a 40% increase in editing speed because you're using both hands efficiently.
And it adapts to your job. If you're an accountant, you snap on the number pad. If you're a designer,
you snap on the dial. It's a control panel, not just a typewriter. And because it uses hot swappable mechanical switches, it's meant to last for a decade. It's the last keyboard you'd need to buy.
So we've got these five gadgets, the biometric timer, the hub mouse pad, the cooling stand, the distraction-free tablet, and the modular keyboard. And separately, they're all pretty cool.
But the end of the report ties it all together with this idea they call the architecture of the work experience.
This is the synthesis. And honestly, if you take one thing away from this deep dive, it should be this. It's not about just buying the gadgets.
It's about the ecosystem they create when they work together.
They paint this picture of the ideal setup. So let's walk through that. Imagine you sit down at this desk.
Okay, so you sit down. The Titan Cool Stand has your laptop screen raised to eye level, so your posture is good. The Ergomod keyboard is split, so your shoulders are open and relaxed. You are physically comfortable.
Ergonomics, check.
Directly under your monitor is the Focus PUM. It has a clear line of sight to your eyes, and it's just quietly monitoring your fatigue level. The Nexus mouse pad is glowing a soft white, just letting you know all systems are normal.
And then you start to get tired. You've been working for, say, an hour. Your blink rate slows down. The Focus PUM detects that neural fatigue.
And here's the architecture part. The Focus PUM doesn't just beep at you. It communicates with the rest of the room. They call it environmental sync.
So what happens?
The Focus PUM itself turns that calm amber orange, but then the smart bulbs in your office dim and shift to that same warm color. The Nexus mouse pad starts pulsing a slow, calming rhythm.
Wow, so the entire room is telling you to stop working.
It's an immersive signal. It's almost impossible to ignore. It breaks that tunnel vision. You take your break, you come back, and the lights shift back to a crisp, cool white, ready for focus.
It's a feedback loop between your body and your environment.
The hardware is actively working to keep you productive, rather than just being these passive tools that you hammer away on.
It's funny. We started this by saying that gift guides used to be about toys, like cool gaming keyboards or silly USB gadgets. But this report frames these things almost like medical devices.
They're infrastructure. I mean, if you're a freelancer in 2026 or a creator or a professional gamer, your income depends completely on your ability to focus day in and day out without burning out.
These tools are protecting that core asset.
Exactly. The ultimate luxury isn't speed anymore. We have all the speed we need. The ultimate luxury now is sustainable flow.
I completely agree. It's all about longevity.
But I want to leave everyone with a bit of a provocative thought, something the report just kind of touched on, but I've been chewing on it.
Go for it.
If my desk knows I'm tired before I do, and my lights change color to tell me when to drink water, and my keyboard changes its shape to make me type faster, at what point am I actually the master of my tools?
And at what point are you just another component in the system that's being optimized?
Precisely. Are we the user? Or are we just the CPU that needs to be cooled down and managed to keep the output high?
It's the real paradox of 2026, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're optimizing ourselves to be better machines.
Something to think about the next time your watch tells you to stand up. Are you standing because you want to? Or because an algorithm decided it was time?
I think I know the answer, and I'm not sure I like it.
On that cheery note.
Thank you for listening to this deep dive into the hardware of flow. Think about which of these tools might actually change your life, or if you just end up throwing that camera in a drawer. We'll get you in the next one.